As politicians hammer one another over missing a default deadline, well, could that deadline actually change?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. You are sure to know the politics of the debate that continues in Washington today on whether, and most importantly, how to raise the nation's debt ceiling before the country is supposed to default in 1 week. But that day, August 2nd, may not be right. Because analysts say tax revenues are running stronger than expected, that actual D for default day could be as much as a week or two later than originally thought. So how's Wall Street looking at all of this? Is anyone really concerned there? Will panic ensue? Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore waxes financial.
It's sort of like the movie Groundhog Day. You know, the one where the guy relives the same day over and over until he learns his lesson? That might well have been about the debt ceiling debate. Except we're not learning anything.
Rita, if you only had one day to live, what would you do with it?
I don't know, Phil. What are you dying of?
No. I mean, the whole world is about to explode. What do you do?
I just want to know where to put the camera.
Last night, in front of the primetime TV cameras, both President Obama and House Speaker Boehner talked about the impasse. And here's what Wall Street heard. We still don't have a deal.
We have a very unique position in the world, but we're quickly eroding that position, too.
That's Chris Whalen. He wrote a book called Inflated, How Money and Debt Built the American Dream. The debt part is important. President Obama warned about interest rates, a subject dear to Wall Street's heart. If the United States can't pay its bills, it would cause interest rates to go up for the government and for everyone else.
We'll be paying so much money out in interest that the rest of the budget is going to get crushed.
And if that happens, expect even more tortured budget negotiations. In New York, I'm Heidi Moore for Marketplace.
Now, many around the world don't understand what a debt ceiling is, let alone why the U.S. has one. But is the American debt limit really all that unique? Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us now from London with the latest on that. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
Is the U.S. the only developed country with a debt ceiling?
According to IHS Global Insight, there is one other advanced country with a debt ceiling. Mm-hmm. That's Denmark. But their ceiling is so high, it's never a problem.
So they never have to raise it. All right. So how do other developed countries keep their debt under control?
Well, of course, some of them don't. But ultimately, the markets decide, investors decide whether a country is trying to borrow too much. They'll say these bonds are risky and demand a higher rate of interest. That's precisely what's happened in Europe over the past 18 months. Greece, for example, has seen some of its interest rates driven up to 24-25%. The government in Athens couldn't afford that and so had to be bailed out.
So, Stephen, how is it that the U.S. built in this debt ceiling when no one else did?
Well, it's part of the web of checks and balances in the U.S. system. Does it need a ceiling? Well, the U.S. is unique with the biggest and richest economy. The global financial system needs U.S. dollars and U.S. Government bonds to function. That means there's always a pretty big demand for U.S. dollars and bonds. And that means that investors don't punish the U.S. for high levels of debt. The U.S. can keep its interest rates fairly low. Because of this, some analysts argue that the debt ceiling is a good tripwire, an early warning system. Here's Steve Barrow, currency strategist at Standard Bank.
Without that process, the U.S. may just rack up too much debt and the markets may not punish it sufficiently until one day the market finally snaps and suddenly U.S. interest rates move dramatically higher.
When the euro was launched a decade ago, there were some debt limits for member countries, but they were widely flouted. Now, after all the market mayhem of the past 18 months, there are some here saying what the euro needs is a debt ceiling.
Mm. All right, Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Global markets are mostly higher. Asian shares were higher. European stocks mostly up today. Ford said today its profit dropped in the second quarter. Chrysler reported a loss, but said the loss would have been a profit if it didn't have to pay back bailout money to the government. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gave back 88 points to close at 12,592.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. and by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
There's a confirmation hearing later today for the top spot at the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The FDIC has been really busy lately with cleaning up failed banks. Supporters of financial reform say the FDIC needs a permanent chairman soon. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Under Dodd-Frank, big banks have to file living wills, with the FDIC specifying how they can be wound down if they fail. The agency decides how much money banks have to keep in reserve. President Obama has nominated Martin Gruenberg to head the agency. Fred Rivera is an attorney and expert on the financial reform law.
So I think it's very important that someone gets confirmed, and it's somebody who carries respect within the industry to have these various regulations move forward and be effective.
Former FDIC Chair Sheila Bair had a similar warning this month. She said any delay in confirming her successor would make it hard for the FDIC to assert its authority under Dodd-Frank. Bill Black teaches economics at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. He says Bair was a strong reformer.
Her opponents are eager to prevent or at least delay this nomination.
But the nominee, Gruenberg, is already the FDIC's vice chairman. Black says that could speed things up. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, a group of English villagers wanted to break a world record and create the world's smallest pub. So they started pouring pints for patrons in one of those red London telephone booths. Ah, alas, the bar didn't have a license to pour those pints. So the current record still stands. The smallest permanent licensed bar in the world is still the 91-square-foot pub in Switzerland, known as the smallest whiskey bar on earth. That's its name. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. We're online at marketplace.org. You can get the podcast at our website, plus check the numbers throughout the day. Marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Just getting a paycheck in the land of 9.2% unemployment is a blessing, right?
The lowest number of deaths is a day before the first, and then there's a large spike in mortality on the first of the month.
Or maybe not. I'm Kai Ryssdal, the curse of the paycheck, the numbers from Wall Street, and the day's business news. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.